Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Tuesday, February 27th, 2018. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
It has finally warmed up a little bit here in Calgary. Hopefully it's also a little bit warmer wherever you're listening from right now.
Have you noticed that it's getting like later as well?
Yeah, the metric for that for me is that when we leave the gym in the evening, we leave the gym at about 6:30 and now there's some daylight. And
yes.
It's a little more every day, which is so nice.
The thing is, it's harder to sleep as it stays later. Like, I'm not in bed by 6:30, obviously, but I find that's the tough part.
In the summer?
Yes.
Yeah, because we go to bed so bloody early.
Yeah, if it's sunlight out, I want to be frolicking outside on a patio drinking a beverage. Like, that's just what I'm supposed to do when it's sunny and warm out.
It's been a grueling winter in this city. Of the three winters I've spent here so far, this has been the worst for sure.
Yep.
I think next year we're going to book a hot holiday to try to break that up.
Good.
Maybe Hawaii? You went to Hawaii last year at Christmas, didn't you?
I've been eyeing up Hawaii actually myself for the next few weeks. I was like, I really want to go somewhere hot. I love Hawaii. I've only been once, but...
It's expensive though, isn't it? Because there are no all-inclusives.
So but you can get really cheap flights if you look at the right time. And you can get Airbnbs as long as it's not during their busy season. Like, we went for Christmas, and Christmas was crazy.
Oh, okay.
We could have gotten our same Airbnb, outside of the Christmas time, and it was like a quarter of the price, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
What is their off-season?
Anytime, like right now, is not on-season for them. So okay. Anytime from January, I believe, to like mid-April. And then mid-April on is kind of when they get busy too, same as our heat season.
But. The nice thing too about Hawaii is that it's an American state, right? Yeah. It's American cities, and like they have Costco. So you could get a...
Okay.
You could
Sasky, you're not going to Costco in Hawaii, all right? Like, honestly.
I was going to say, you could get an apartment or something with a kitchenette, and then you could cook some of your meals. You could go to Costco, you get your supplies, and I mean, really, if you're going that far, why not just stay the frig home and just save that money? Save that money in case something bad happens.
I pick my tropical destinations based on where there's a Costco. We were talking yesterday about how people claim that your phone is listening to you. And then I heard or read that it was actually just that your phone has this really advanced algorithm and that they can basically detect what you're thinking, which is even more terrifying to me.
Yeah, Facebook and Google, they monitor your behavior and then they serve you up like the perfect ad, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's even more creepy.
So, you know, the phone's listening to you. Yeah. I got one that's even creepier.
I don't know if I want to know it.
Facebook knew I was going to get divorced before I did.
What?
What do you mean? How?
So, like, you know, how the end of a relationship, you always know it's kind of coming.
Right.
And about a week before, my wife at the time decided to call things off and call for a divorce, I was getting divorce lawyer ads on Facebook.
Really?
Jesus.
What are the chances that, like, did you guys share a computer? Did you share an account? Did she?
We didn't share an account. We didn't really share a computer because, like, everything's on mobile now. But we were connected. Like, Facebook knew she was my wife.
So she must have Googled.
Yeah.
Calgary divorce lawyers, and then... Whatever ad software serves that up to you thought, hey, bud, you should be prepared for this.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I didn't think of it at the time, but then you just go back and think about it. It's like, dear God, Facebook's been feeding me divorce ads.
When did you clue in?
After she called in for the divorce, like it was failing before that. So like you kind of saw it coming. So you kind of notice these things a little bit more, but
yeah,
Facebook knew I was getting divorced before I knew I was officially getting divorced.
Wow. Yeah. That is creepy, man.
Yeah.
That's super creepy.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I meant to give you a hard time yesterday, Shauna.
Why?
Okay. So for context, a while back, Shauna witnessed a hit and run.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, an officer from Calgary Police Service called you when we got into work in the morning. And I think you put on a sexy voice to talk to him. I think you used a sexy voice.
I put on a sexy voice?
Yes. I think you used a sexy voice.
I didn't even know who it was. It always says no caller ID when they phone. So I just in case.
Right. But then I think when it was like, this is so-and-so from the Calgary Police Service, then you used your sexy voice.
Oh, hi.
Like, I'm doing good.
Hey.
Good morning.
It was very early, okay? I probably just wasn't awake yet.
I don't think it was that. I think it was a sexy voice.
Okay.
Because it was, I was working at my computer and it was not for me to stop what I was doing and look over and then make a note to make fun of you.
Hey.
No, I'm doing good this morning.
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you? Okay, like, if I did, it wasn't.
What the hell is this? It was almost like the voice that you use when we do Make It Sexy. Ooh.
Did I make that sound too? Oh, let me check the photos.
Mm. I'm sorry I couldn't be of more help, officer. The funny thing is, though, I think a lot of people use a different voice on the phone.
100%.
My family always makes fun of me for doing
it. Yes, you do it too. It's not the sexy voice for you, though. It's like a business voice. Like Beckler here, you know, you like change into like business mode.
I try to enunciate more first of all, and then I think I probably go deeper, try to sound a little more authoritative, I guess.
Beckler here. Hello.
Yes, I would like to do a business with
I would
you.
Like to do a business transaction. Thank you. It's so true. I know. My boyfriend does it too.
Yeah.
It's just, guys, it goes lower. It's the instant, like, yeah, you know, it goes from like, he'll talk to me and then, hello.
Cliff here.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a suit right now.
What like, carry a briefcase did your to work. Voice just go down? Like, how did.
Except you're, like, I've heard you on the phone lots talking to your bank or talking to your real estate agent or whatever, and this was different.
Weird.
This was your sexy voice.
Okay. All right. Well,
and it was.
I mean,
it was really funny.
I do
it was
like
really
uniformed men. Okay, so maybe it was
the BHS in 20 minutes or less podcast.
So the moment we turned off the mics after doing that last segment on the show this morning, Shauna got two texts. Shauna,
I got one from the CPS officer who I was chatting with earlier, saying, "Sexy voice, hey,"
so
laughing
he
out loud.
Yeah.
So he was listening, and then my boyfriend immediately texted thereafter, and he just said, "Good morning." But he does that when he hears something that he's not overly happy about to make me know that he heard it. So, like, when it's immediately when the mic turns off, I'm like, "Oh crap!"
So he listens to the show because he's up early. Does he listen to the podcast?
He doesn't listen to the podcast.
So this is kind of like your safe space.
This is my safe space for now. I mean, I don't know. Eventually somebody might clue in him and say, they talk about you even more on the podcast. So
sometimes that's how I get people to listen to the show. They're like, oh, I don't listen to that station. Like, oh, really? Because I talk about you all the time.
Yeah.
You should.
Great. It's great.
Sometimes we make fun of you.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
then they'll listen.
Yeah. It's perfect. It's genius.
That's, man, that is so funny. I have a friend too. He listens out in Toronto. He lives in Toronto and he listens to the podcast. Hi, Mike. And he said that the only thing that sucks about the podcast is that he always wants to call in
right.
about the things we're talking about, but he's missed the boat on it.
You can always email us.
You can. And sometimes we get emails from people who like are catching up on mm-hmm. old episodes, and then I have to like think, okay, what are they talking about?
I know.
Oh, right. And it'll be from like weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. You can always tweet or Facebook or us or whatever. Well, yeah, we'll recall. We'll remember. It might take us a little second to figure out where, but yeah. we'll remember what we were talking about.
You forget who's listening is the weird thing about radio. We can't see our audience. Yeah. We don't know, like, and especially in a city this size, like, you get people. Most people who listen will never reach out to us, I think.
No. I think it's probably at 2%, if that, that actually reaches out, and then the rest will never say.
Oh, maybe even less? Yeah.
Probably even less when you think about it. Most people, though, when you think about it, like, I would never think to call into a radio station when I was growing up and listening to radio.
You didn't?
No. The only time I'd call in is if there was a contest I really wanted to win. But outside of that, like, I would never phone in and want to give my 2 cents. Like, I never thought about that.
Really? Oh, I used to love doing that.
Did you?
Yeah. And then even when I was like, we used to listen to the radio a lot when I was a carpenter, and that's what kind of got me into radio. I said, I should do this instead. But I'd try to call in, and then it'd be a thrill for the guys at the site if like one of us got on.
Wow.
So yeah, it was.
In Toronto, there was no chance you were getting through. Like, if you got through, it was a friggin' miracle. If you did, though, it was the biggest day of your life. My friend Heidi, she got through once, and I was like, you are famous.
To win something or just to say something?
To say something. It was a big deal.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
We used to listen to this show on satellite radio. I think it was on the channel Maxim Radio. I don't know if Maxim still has their own channel.
Of course. It
is. But yeah, I got through there one time, and that was a thrill too.
Did you listen?
How far is this being broadcast to? So
you listened for the articles, for sure.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Did you hear about the comedian that's being sued by her husband for mentioning him in her act, like her stand-up, her comedy?
Yeah, I did hear about that. So he's got this joke about her.
Yeah.
And now she's suing him for...
Reverse. It was a husband mentioned, like she mentioned him.
She's the comedian.
Yeah.
Okay, and yeah. She's being sued by her husband.
Yes.
Oh.
It's slightly terrifying to me because... Okay, so in comedy, of course, you use your real life stories. You use things about you.
Yeah.
As we do on this show with our significant others. And it got me thinking, I was like, is this going to become a thing even for radio people down the line where you're going to have to sign like a contract being like, I am allowed to mention you, okay?
Well, sometimes I'll run something by McKenna.
Will you?
If it's something that might embarrass her, I'll say, do you mind if I talk about this on the show tomorrow?
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
But see, I don't.
I know you are fearless. Yeah, you have no filter at all.
Well, you know, it's...
I appreciate it. It's entertaining.
It's fair game. But, it's like you and I, you know, you are with me. You know that. You know that, yeah. I'm on the radio. And he hasn't ever said like that was too far. Please don't ever say that again. So I just keep going with
it. That's good. We'll find that line eventually, I'm sure.
I'm sure we will until I hear about this and I'm like... Oh,
I kind of get this guy's grievance because it would suck if you're like your ex-wife is a famous comedian and she's touring around and just trashing you in every city. And what do you do?
Fair.
But
fair.
At the same time, like if you applied that same standard to every breakup song that's ever been written or like there'd be nothing left. Right.
Well, that's just it. And I kind of always feel that if that is your line of work, your partner is, you know, dating you knowing that. Right. Like being like, I know that you talk about your personal life on the radio, for example, or on the stage. So
not everybody does, though.
No, you're right. You're
right.
Some
people try to keep that separate, but I like to talk about it. It's what I'm doing.
I feel like it's
real.
How people relate. Yeah, that they know, like, you know, my boyfriend, though, I mean, for him, really, the biggest one is that he flushes crap down the toilet that he shouldn't, like a chicken wrap. Okay, so I'm going to call him out for that.
He needs to be shamed.
He needs to be shamed until he stops flushing things. So 45 international festivals have just pledged to have gender equal lineups by 2022.
Music festivals.
Canadian Music Week, for example, North by Northeast, which is another one. And it's festivals and conferences. And I guess all of them are now pledging, saying we want 50-50. We want 50% female artists in the lineup.
So if you have a 2-day festival, 10 bands per day.
Yes.
10 of them will be... female. What constitutes a female artist? Like,
this is what I don't know. Does it have to be a female headed band, or what if the band has more female members than male members? Does that count as well?
Or what if the band is 50-50,
backing band is,
or
I don't, my question is, are they implying that there was a gender bias at festivals prior? Because I always assumed that festivals hired acts that would bring them the most revenue. I didn't think that gender was an issue.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought too. Like, a promoter only cares about the money they're going to make, right?
Yes. Now, I'm not an act, though. I'm not, and maybe it's opening bands, right? Maybe you go and you audition for opening acts, and people mm-hmm. think that there was a preferential treatment toward men. They were more buddy-buddy. I don't know. Is that what they're saying? The other thing that I was wondering is, in those conferences, I do know that it's quite male-dominated when it comes to the keynote speakers.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe that's what they're talking about, is trying to make a move toward more women keynote speakers as well. But I know there are more men just generally higher up, but that's changing. I don't.
Yeah, that one makes a little more sense to me, because if it's the same old dudes up there every year talking, then yeah, maybe you do want to, you know, breathe some diversity into that. But in terms of music, like,
that's what I want.
I never even considered that.
No, like, if you sell tickets, that's what they look for. It's a business, right? So these festivals will look for the acts, the headliners especially, who are going to sell the most tickets.
That's kind of ridiculous to me, I think.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of excellent female artists.
No.
And I don't think, like, do people actually consider that when they're buying festival tickets, or do you just look to see if you like the music or not?
I know. And maybe we're just, that's what I'm really trying to sympathize, because of course I am all for gender equality. So I was trying to figure out what the angle would be. But for me, no, I just see people
like artists that will sell music.
Yeah, and then okay.
I never look at the gender before. It's just if I like a song, I like a song. So
then you have to make sure that you're like your headliners are 50%.
Yeah, and you can't put them all in the opening act.
No,
you have to even it out.
So maybe you alternate throughout the day. You go male, female.
Oh.
See how ridiculous this is? Here's another question for you, and I've asked this about any of these gender quotas that people are talking about enforcing, whether that be in corporate boardrooms or in cabinet, mm-hmm. or are you going to enforce that back the other way if there are too many females?
You'll have to.
Like, let's say you have the opportunity to book like a wicked female-heavy lineup for your festival. Are you going to not book some of those artists because then it wouldn't be 50-50 anymore? Of course not.
They say 50-50, so they'll have to. You have to make it even. And then are you counting exactly? Like, what if there's one over? Like, it's... My brain hurts. It seems...
Yeah.
Like, I'm totally... I don't get... Help! Help!
And, like, historically, I know that there have been, especially with the Me Too and the Time's Up movement, there have been all these stories coming out about misconduct in the music industry, particularly mm-hmm. towards female artists.
Yes.
But historically... Success in music hasn't discriminated based on gender. Like, I'm looking at the top-selling artists of all time, and on the list are Madonna, Mariah Carey, Rihanna, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, ABBA. There is plenty of female representation there because good music sells regardless of who's making it.
Yeah, if this was about having female artists and making sure that they're not mistreated, if it was about taking a stand mm-hmm. for these female artists and making sure that, you know, there's not that mistreatment that has in the past, that's one thing, right? Because I understand that has happened in the past and is still going on today. But the whole 50-50 in terms of the acts, that I don't think has ever been an issue. So, as you said, like, I don't feel like there's been preferential treatment given to male artists. It's just...
No, and if you're going to enforce a gender quota, then are we also going to start enforcing a quota on people of color, people with disabilities?
Maybe. Sir, I don't know.
X92.9.
Our friend at the station here, Manning, he just got back from Mexico, and I was asking him, did you hear that song, the one song that they have in Latin America?
Well, it's different songs. It's a similar sound, however.
It's one beat.
It's one
beat. There is only one beat in all of Latin America, and it's that do chi do chi do chi do chi do. And it speeds up and it slows down, and different singers come in.
Man.
But if you spend a week in Mexico, you will hear that song for a week straight.
Yep. Yep.
At the airport, at the resorts.
Yeah.
It's the beat from Despacito, is it?
But is this not spicy? Like, woo!
Yeah.
I want some castanets. I want to strip down to a bikini and dance around.
Sweaty Latin love.
Oh, yeah. I want to go to Mexico.
I know, especially because winter has been long here.
Yes. Yes.
I'm actually surprised that isn't their national anthem. Like, that. I don't know the Mexican national anthem, but I'm surprised they don't have that one beat in it.
Well, they might
everywhere
have.
Else. Makes me want to wiggle my shoulders, though, so it's effective.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's the one, the dad dance you got going on is the shoulder dance. Just, oh, yeah, my shoulders are going. That's feeling this, guys. Woo!
Dancing only happens in the shoulders for me, nowhere else. And the hips. No. And the hips.
A little bit of thrust, just a little weird thrust,
I put this together for you. This is the Mexican national anthem with that. That
okay,
beat
good.
Underneath
good.
It's the
oh
yeah
oh that's way better.
We Biebered their anthem.
Oh,
we're gonna Bieber your anthem and Mexico is gonna pay for it.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 minutes or less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 minutes or less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.